You're listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by M Relevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Marketing Minute. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I'm looking forward to today's discussion. We're going to dive in and talk about tracking your email marketing programs. I guess I'm confused as to why we even need to talk about that. Are you insisting that there are people that aren't doing that? I mean, I can't even fathom that. Talk about that.
Oh, I definitely know there's people who aren't doing it. Well, you know, as you know, there are people who don't even look at their website tracking report.
Right.
So, you know, but there are people who look at how email marketing affects their website tracking report, which, you know, certainly is one place you should look. If you're sending a lot of email campaigns, you want to make sure those people are clicking through to your website, and you should be able to see that on your Google Analytics or whatever you use.
It might be helpful for those listening if you take just 30 seconds and just explain what kind of email campaigns you're even talking about so that the discussion about tracking that makes maybe a little bit more sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So there's several different types of email marketing campaigns. We usually look at three different types of campaigns. One is what we call an autoresponder campaign. So for instance, when you go to a website and you click on the Contact Us button and you fill that out and you click submit, you know, what happens? You know, you should get an auto response that says, thank you so much for, you know, coming to this website, and here's what's going to happen over the next, you know, 5 weeks or whatever.
Right.
But a lot of people don't even have that in place. So to have a system in place such that once somebody signs up for your list, they're systematically getting a series of emails that introduce them to your company, you know, company history, who are the principals, you know, how do you work, what types of projects that you do, you know, maybe it highlights some projects that have won awards. So, you know, you can put them into a system where they're going to get, you know, every 2 weeks or once a month, a specific email. And those emails should be evergreen, such that it doesn't matter when somebody enters the system. You know, you're not talking about Christmas or New Year's or, you know, things that happen at specific times of the year. You're talking kind of generically about your company and educating people on your company.
All right. So autoresponder campaigns. All right.
Yeah. Autoresponder campaigns. Another campaign is people what I call promotions. So, you know, you've got a big sale coming up, or you're doing a special, or you're doing a discount, or maybe you just, you know, won an award and you want to share that. So it's kind of a one-off email that goes out to your
list.
Followers, yep. Your listeners, or whoever they are, people who want to get your information. So you have those types of promotional campaigns. And then the third would be like a newsletter campaign or a blog campaign. So, you know, if you're blogging, do you have a, you know, email set up to email out your blog post to your group of followers? And then you can take, you know, those blog posts and turn them into a newsletter once a month. And who gets that? So, you know, taking that news that you're already writing and turning it into, you know, a newsletter is really easy to do. And it's a really smart thing to do because, you know, people aren't going to read every single post you post,
yep. But
they're going to be more likely to read a newsletter.
Okay. So thank you for doing that. I think that's helpful in setting the table for a discussion about why in heck you would even want to worry about tracking this. So walk us through what the value is there and what you're trying to glean from that process.
Well, I think there's a couple of things you're trying to glean. First of all, are you even creating content that people want to read?
Right.
So by, you know, seeing what they click on and what they don't click on, it helps you to know what your audience wants information on. So that's important.
Right.
And then once you know what they like, if you've got 15 people who clicked 5 times on the same specific article, and maybe it was about a promotion you have coming up or an award you won, or depending on, you know, what type of business you are, maybe it's a new donut you're offering.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you're a home builder, it's a specific community. You know, once you know you've got this critical mass of people interested in this one specific aspect or promotion or product that you sent out, then why not create a follow-up email to just that list of people that hones in even more on that special incentive or, you know, new home community? You know, invite them to come out for a, you know, for a VIP tour and lunch, you know, or something. Because obviously they're interested if they've clicked on it that many times.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the key to that is if several people really, you can tell. I mean, we'll talk to Oscar very briefly in a minute what services you recommend. But I use MailChimp and it's very obvious who's interested and who's clicking on something and diving in. And it's just a cue to say, all right, this person's interested. I need to take additional steps, whether that's a follow-up email or a personal phone call or, you know, whatever, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's amazing how many companies don't do anything. You know, they don't even review their email marketing campaigns to see how they're performing, much less know that you have, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 people who seemed really, really interesting in this one, from one aspect of what you sent out.
Right, right.
I mean, those are interested buyers. Or, of course, they could be, you know, your competitor shopping you. But you want to know that, too.
Yep. Absolutely. So I guess it goes without saying that you still believe that there's power in email marketing campaigns, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the statistics out there show that there are. You know, people are looking for discounts and incentives. You look at all the different, you know, consumer companies that send things out over and over and over and over again through email, you know.
Right.
I mean, Sherry's Berries comes to mind. I got one of those this morning. But, you know, Sherry's Berries, Home Depot, Lowe's. I mean, you name it. Big companies are marketing, and they're marketing nonstop by email.
Yeah.
You know, always reminding you that, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, Father's Day is coming up, it's Secretary's Day, it's, you know, Employee Appreciation Day, whatever it is. And I delete a lot of those, but I still get them because I'm like, oh, you know, there's going to be that one or two times a year they're going to remind me of something and it keep me from, you know, forgetting some big event that I would have forgotten.
Yeah. Well, there are some people that say email is dead. I disagree entirely. I think it's more powerful than ever. And it's the one thing that most people on the planet have is an email address. And so I think it's still a critical part of your marketing and sales strategy. Before we end up here and wrap up this this quick conversation, do you have any recommendations on tools and platforms people ought to use? I mentioned MailChimp earlier, but are there others?
Yeah, well, we really like MailChimp because it makes it easy to integrate and to create your newsletter through your blog with MailChimp.
Right.
But MailChimp's good. Constant Contact's good. There's some programs that you can white label, like Critical Impact is one that we've used. So there's lots of good programs out there. You know, it's important to use an email program, though, so that you, you know, stay in compliance with the CAN-SPAM Act.
Yep.
You know, you shouldn't just be sending out four or five emails without using a program where people can opt out from it.
Yeah, this is not something you can do with your personal inbox, and you should not do it that way. And that, frankly, the main reason is that the you know, the spam stuff, but also the ability to track. I mean, these platforms all come with the tracking tools.
Right. They at least tell you who's opened it. And of course, you know, opening is a little bit nebulous if you're looking at the open, because it can mean that they clicked on it in their email as they were looking for something else, you know, scrolling up or scrolling down. Doesn't really mean that they dove into it and read it.
Right.
But, you know, at least you know that it made their inbox.
Yes.
They clicked on it.
Yes. All right.
As opposed to going to their spam box.
All right. Well, I suspect we'll talk about email marketing down the road a bit, because it is such a critical part of your marketing program. So, Carol, should anyone have any questions about their email marketing campaign, where do they go?
They can call us at 770-383-3360 or go to denim.marketing on the internet.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Marketing Minute. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.